This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, a lot of people have champed the Little League baseball team from Grosse Pointe, Woods, and Shores that ends up advancing to the Little League World Series. And makes sense. It's a great story as they move on to play in that. And we started wondering before this show, we're kicking this idea around. Most people have like one story of glory from when they were younger in sports. We're looking for the really great stories of what you accomplished athletically before you were 13 or 14 years old. Because that's what these kids are doing. Imagine this. You're part of this team that goes to the Little League World Series, you're on television, you're 13 years old. This is awesome. This is living a dream. And these kids are having a great time doing this. But I think back to my athletic career when I was younger, and Kang, we should have had my soccer team back when I was 10 or 11 years old. We should have been nationally televised.
We were dominant?
We were dominant. We were undefeated. I was the goaltender on the team. We had two goalies, myself and actually it was a Red Wing player named Vaclav Nedimansky, played with the Wings in the late 70s. And Big Ned actually lived around the corner from us in the mean streets of West Bloomfield. And his son, Vasek, played on our team, and he and I were the goaltenders on the team. I played the majority of the time in net, and he was also a goaltender on the team. Between the two of us, I think we gave up 7 goals all season long. I gave up 2. It may have been less than 7. And we won each game. We would score at least 5 goals a game. We were good. We were good. We got trophies, Kang. I've got hardware from that team.
I imagine those orange slices were the best in the league, too.
We didn't get slices. We got half the orange.
Wow.
That's right.
That's the secret.
Yeah, forget the sections. They give you half an orange. Just cut them in half. Boom. Here you go.
You guys were eating them like raw apples or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. And we had the green high C after the games.
Oh, the Ecto Cooler?
Well, now it's Ecto Cooler. Back then it was just green high C. We were pretty sweet. I'm not afraid to say it. We were pretty awesome. Kind of broke up the team the next year. Because that's when you started getting into travel leagues at that age. And this was just when that became the rage. Or not even the rage. Like I said, just started with the travel leagues. And I think 3 of our best players left the team to go to travel league. And we were just never the same. It sucked because they're our friends. And now our friends are playing with other teams. These are the people we go to school with every day. Nonetheless, though, that Lone Pine Raiders team that we had back when I was like 10, 11 years old, that was pretty special. Now, I know you were really quite the athlete growing up, Kang.
Well, I was okay. I mean, especially for my size. I mean, smaller than a lot of the kids.
I don't want to hear about size.
I did well. I did pretty well.
You were
well.
Good. But you excelled in one sport.
One I told you in show prep about
this
right.
morning? That's right. Yes.
My dad was a big karate fan, so he forced me into karate like most parents force their kids into things they don't want to do.
Yep.
But I actually did well at it. I took well to it. Long story short, by the age of 13, we had gone to tournaments all over the state. And you know, first place, second place, third place would accumulate points, like a point system. I'd be in a tournament every weekend, whether it be in Grand Rapids or Madison Heights. You know, we'd be driving somewhere. At the end of the, you know, season, your points would accumulate and they would rate who was number 1, 2, and 3. For my age group, I was the MKC, which I believe was Michigan Karate Circuit, rated number 1 in the forms division.
So woo!
That's my biggest accomplishment, 13 and under right there, my friend.
No kidding.
Sports-wise, at least.
Number 1 in Michigan.
I've got the poster to prove it, Gator.
Yeah, you do.
So they sent out a poster with all, you know, you had to send in a picture of, you know, yourself. And so everyone that was number one rated got put on this poster. My parents framed that thing. That thing goes above, like, diplomas. Okay,
it should. This is, look, graduating from high school or college, that's one thing. Whatever. Yeah, you're expected to graduate. Okay, whatever. But you were number one in the state.
I swept the leg.
I bet you did.
You could say I was the best around.
Yeah, I would say that. John Kreese taught you well. Were there any body bags that were brought out there? Somebody brought one. They didn't have to use it, I'm sure. But, yeah.
It wasn't full contact, so they didn't encourage that kind of stuff. But
plus, when you're going through that, Karate Kid had happened already years before that. There had to be a bunch of kids doing the Karate Kid lines, right?
Oh, yeah. My little brother, who's wanted to get into it, which was why I got forced into it, thought he was the Karate Kid. I mean, he had the bandana wrapped around his head. Ah! Like,
when he got hurt, did your dad go rubbing hands together? Hey, Al, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Mr. Miyagi, what are you doing? Miyagi-Do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.